A popular Outcast production.
What the hell with Nathan Prell? It's only named that because it rhymes. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise. It's kind of a funny little anecdote. I don't know how to say that word. Funny little story here. So I needed to go up to the store that I work at, and my sister works in the pharmacy. So I walked over and went to go say hi. And one of the girls that works with her asked me, she said she was talking to her roommate. Her roommate listens to a lot of podcasts, and so she was saying that she knows someone with a podcast, and then she forgot what it was called. And then, so I'm like, well, it's called What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I mean, it's named that because it rhymes. And it's, you had to be there, you know? So, just stop judging. Everyone's so judgy, man. Got my coffee. Sitting down in my room. At my desk. Ready for a podcast. Guess what, guys? My dad said 2 weeks. So, one more episode after this one. And then the one after that, he's going to be on it. That's what he guaranteed me. He said he's going to make sure that he'll make some time. So, I hope you guys are pretty excited. How about just a whole episode of my dad talking about crazy things that he does. I'll get some good questions written down and remembered so that, you know, I don't just stumble through the whole thing like I normally do. I'll actually prep. My dad is somebody who deserves preparation in the podcast. All right. Now, I haven't really been listening to anything new or watching anything. I mean, I really like the Anything Could Happen song. And I listened to some of Ellie Goulding's other songs, and I was like, oh, she's really good. So I bought her album. I've listened to her a bit. But, I mean, not like a lot. Just kind of mixed in with the other things that I listen to. I haven't listened to as much Taylor Swift lately. Kind of coming down off of that. I mean, I still really like Taylor Swift, but I'm kind of going back into just a full shuffle. Because I go through phases. Like, I'll listen to one band for a while, just nothing but them. Maybe get some other bands in there for a little bit of variety. And then I'll just go back to just listen to everything on my iPod. But so, that's kind of what stage I'm in right now. There's nothing really new to watch. I've been watching Breaking Bad. There's only 4 episodes left, I think. It's getting pretty intense. I'm not going to do any spoilers because I don't want to be that guy. But I love that show. I watched Adventure Time, which is weird. Even more freaking theories coming up. Because this last episode, they showed, it goes back in time and it shows Flame Princess as a baby, but Bubblegum was still the same age, like, still looked the same. So, something's up with Bubblegum's age, man. Some unexplained things about the Candy People. But, that's really what I've been watching. I haven't really been doing all that much. I watched the VMAs. Did I talk about that already? I don't know. That's pretty intense, but it's whatever. I think it kind of died down now. Not many people are really talking about it anymore, so that's good, because the Reddit was all VMAs for like a week, and then, but you know, it's kind of cooled itself down now. I watched the Comedy Central roast of James Franco. That was pretty funny. That was a lot of good people. I'm glad they actually chose, like, good people this time. Because the last few times, they always have, like, a couple throwaway people that you don't know them. I don't think they don't even know the people they're roasting. I don't know. But it was a pretty good roast. I was sincerely pleased by it, you know, had a good time. What I've been playing when I'm pooping, man, is that Pokemon game. I beat the Elite Four, 2 days ago or so. I went in, cause I'm not exactly sure how it's set up, cause I know I talked about this a couple episodes ago that, you know, cause in Black and White 1, you beat the Elite Four at a low level, and then you have to go back and beat them at a higher level. But in this one, they're, like, 55 to 60 is, like, their level range. And I wanted to go in with all of my team at level 60, but it was taking way too long, so I figured I'd just give it a try. I went in with, I evolved my starter. So I had the final form of the water starter, which I don't know what it's called. I want to say it's an ocelot, but I'm not entirely sure if that's... I think that's an actual thing. Maybe it's an Ottawat. Some word like that. So I went with it. The final version of the water starter. I evolved my Growlithe, so I went in with an Arcanine. I went in with a Zoroark, a Ranunculus or whatever, the weird green psychic blob. He actually did a lot of work, because there was a couple people who were weak to psychic, so he helped me out a lot. And then I went in with a dragon, the cloud dragon thing. It's flying and dragon. I don't remember what it's called. It's like a, like, poofy. It's from Ruby and Sapphire, I believe. How many? That's not enough, is it? That's 1, 2, 3. Oh, and Lucario. Which, I think Lucario is one of my favorites. Arcanine, Lucario, and Salamence, I think, are my favorite Pokemon. Salamence was, like, my main dude back in Ruby and Sapphire. And he wasn't even the strongest. I mean, of the guys that I had, he was probably the strongest. Because he was I got him to level 100. I had quite a few level 100s, but none of them were natural. One of my friends gave me a bunch of rare candies from his, Action Replay or whatever. But, I mean, I evolved it into a Salamence, so it had to have been at least 56. I think he was probably at level 60 before I started giving him, so he was pretty high up there. And then, of course, rare candies, you're not going to... I mean, it's cheating the system, so you're not going to get as many stat boosts with each level. So he wasn't, you know, as good as he could have been, but he was my favorite, and I got him. My friend hatched him out of an egg. So, I mean, that tells you right there how much I worked on him, because he was from an egg. And I named him Eggy. I mean, because remember, in my Ruby game, I told you guys, I named every single person, and they weren't good names. So I named this Salamence, which I knew was going to be a badass dragon, Eggy. And it was a girl dragon. Eggy, that's not a girl name. But Salamence was, like, my main person. And then Arcanine has recently become one of my favorites. Lucario was my favorite from the last few games, because he's been in them all. And, yeah, so that, I mean, that's what I've been playing. Just Pokemon, I beat the Elite Four. And, I haven't played since then. I don't know where you're supposed to go next. I think because I haven't caught the final legendary, like the big dragon. Which I think, I mean, it's been a long time since I played a Pokemon game all the way through. But I think they usually come after you beat the Elite Four the first time. Like, you complete the main story, and then after you get the legendaries. But I'm not, I don't know, I don't really remember. But I'm pretty psyched. I mean, what is it, like 5 weeks until the new one comes out? Oh, man. I am excited about that. I should probably pre-order it so that I actually get it, because if not, it'll probably be sold out everywhere. I don't know. I mean, my Target next to me is usually pretty good, or the Toys R Us next to it, because we're right at the end of the city, so there's not a ton of people up around here, and they're usually pretty good on being stocked. I think there was maybe only one time, Animal Crossing. They didn't have Animal Crossing. That one was sold out. That's like the one time I've had trouble getting a game up at the Target near my house. That's what I'm excited for. Let me tell you what's going on, man. I finally got off of working nights. That is right. I'm now in produce. I've worked it 2 days now. And let me tell you, that is tough. Working produce is tough. You know, you may think, oh, it's just putting apples on a table. No, man. Those cases are heavy, and it's constant movement. Because in non-food, you know, I would come in at night, I'd see what came in from the trucks that, you know, for that day. I would know exactly how much I needed to get done, how long I had to get it done. You know, I could basically pace out my day from the moment I walked in. But this work in produce, in the day, you know, it's a very customer service heavy thing. You know, I'm constantly interacting with customers. And it the whole pace of it's based off of how many people are actually in there, what people are buying, you know. If you got one thing on sale, you're going to be refilling that thing all day. And I mean, a slow day, you're going to have nothing to do. But a fast, you know, a busy day, there's not going to be enough time to get everything done, you know? But it's just a different pace. But I like it. Keeps me busy the whole shift for the most part. There's the ebb and flow of customers coming in. So there's down points where I can take a break, go get something to eat. I really like it, and I've actually gotten to sleep like a normal person, and it's weird. I've been waking up at 8 o'clock every morning, I read a little bit of my book, drink a cup of coffee. It's nice. I forgot what this feels like. I've been working nights for 3 years now, you know? Well, that's what's going on in my life. You know, I've been thinking about getting a tattoo, because I don't have any piercings or tattoos or anything like that, but I really want to get a tattoo, and you know what I'm going to get is a tattoo, because I've been debating, you know, for a while. I mean, I've always, for the past few years, I've been like, I really want to get a tattoo. You know, tattoos are really cool. It's a good way to, like, show off, like, this is what I'm about. I can never really decide what I wanted to get. Like, I want to get something that's meaningful to me, you know, but I don't have a lot of things that are like that. Like, I wanted to get, eventually want to get, like, a D20 somewhere. Maybe I'm like, I don't know. I eventually want to get a D20, something that has to do with music, but I think for my first tattoo, what I want to get is the Hylian crest. You know, the Triforce with, like, the eagle around it. I want to get that on, like my upper arm. On, like, my right upper arm. I think that'd be a good spot for it. Or, like, on my back. But I think that's what I want to do. Because Zelda, I think I mentioned this a few episodes ago. Zelda is, like, my favorite game series. My two favorite Nintendo characters
almost made a real rookie mistake, are Link and Samus. I really like the Metroid series. I haven't played every game, and I don't think I've beaten any of them. I watched my dad almost beat Metroid Prime. He got to the final boss. I don't think he ever actually beat it. It was too tough. But I've been wanting to maybe bust out the GameCube and go back through and play that game, because that was a really good game. Like, especially for the GameCube. That was an amazing game, the Metroid Prime game. Never played the second one, but then we do have the third one for the Wii. And I didn't beat that, but I think I got like halfway through. My dad almost beat that one again. My dad does that a lot. He almost beats games. But so I want to get the Hylian Crest, and then maybe after that, I'll go ahead and get a D20. Because Dungeons and Dragons and role-playing is a huge part of, you know, it's one of the big things that I like. And I think that that's definitely a defining feature of my personality. That nerdiness there. And, yeah. I mean, I know people who have tattoos around here. I'm not really friends with anybody who's got, like, a ton of tattoos. Because I guess that's just not the scene I hang around. But, like, Chris has a couple tattoos. But I think me and Kyson want to get some kind of tattoo that's like a similar tattoo. So it's like, yeah, man, we brothers. Like that kind of a tattoo. I don't know what it would be. Probably something stupid. But that's okay, because that's how me and Kyson are. Do stupid things. I honestly don't know what I'm talking to you guys about. I'm just talking, you know. I don't really talk to anybody that much. I went, we had poker night the other night, and, I was just real quiet the whole time, didn't talk too much. I got down to the final two, you know. The first few, like before anybody got kicked out for a while, I was just getting crap hands, so I never really went anywhere in any of the hands. There was a couple where I went farther, and somebody had a slightly better hand than me. But, once one of the guys was getting low, so I'm like, alright, I know I've got a good hand. It's a pretty strong one. So, I just went for it. And I actually think I lost that hand, but I cleaned out the other guy. There was three of us that stayed in. I think it was me, Chris, and then our other friend Connor who was there. And I cleaned out Connor. And so he went all in on the next hand and got kicked out. But so I cleaned him out and made him basically, you know, ruined him for the game. But man, I had some good hands. I was getting pretty low. And I was about ready to go. I was like, man, I've got nothing but crap hands. I'm ready to just quit and go home. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to play it up a bit, and then I'm just going to go all in. I had nothing. Nothing. I go all in on the flop. Okay. There's no way I'm winning this. The turn comes up. I've got a straight draw, all right? Still, really, really slim chance of winning this. I've got the other two guys that are in it have half of their money in this pot. And they're just checking because they don't want to make it difficult to count the chips up if I lose. And then, bam, river comes up. They flip their cards. They're like, oh, we got this. Ha, ha, ha. Looks like you're out. And then I'm like, oh, really? Straight. And they're like, no, it's not. that took him like two times counting through it to figure out that I had a straight. And I'm like, thanks, guys. And I was back in the game, top dog. It was a good game. We eventually, which is how we typically end these things, we just called it, because it was me and another guy, Dylan, who were head-to-head, and we just kept trading chips. I would put a bunch in and lose, then he would put a bunch in and lose, so we just kept trading chips. We're like, you know what, let's just, the next hand, whoever wins it, wins the game. This is how I won the last poker night. I beat Nate Helms with that. We called it, next hand wins, I won it, I won like $10. This time it was a $2 buy-in, and there were six of us, so it was a $12 pot. And he beat me with a pair, and I had nothing. It was just, it just went along with the theme of that game, because I had nothing but crap hands. I had maybe five good hands the whole game. And that's probably being generous. But I played it so well that those few good hands that I actually had kept me in the game and knocked out, you know, and crippled quite a few of the other guys. Like, basically, everyone got that got knocked out, the hand before that, I crippled their funds so that their next hand, they basically had to just go all in. I don't think I personally kicked anybody out, though. I think I had always folded on the ones that they were in. But I think we're going to start having more poker nights, because the last poker night was back in, like, December of last year. And then I don't know what happened, but we just never got around to getting back into another poker night. But I like the poker nights, because I know what I'm doing. My dad used to watch, like, the World Series of Poker all the time. So I've seen hours of poker playing. I know how to play it. I know the statistics of, you know, what chances I have of winning with the hand I'm dealt. Can, you know, I'm pretty good at, you know, rating how I'm doing. So I can play it safe or, you know, push a little bit harder. I'm pretty good at poker. I've never actually played, other than poker nights where we put in a couple bucks, I've never actually played at, like, a casino or something, which I want to try, but, I mean, unless you find, like, a cheap table, you're going to be putting a lot of money down, and I'm not sure if I'm willing to lose that much money. Because, I mean, and the reason why I don't really gamble, because my sister goes out all the time, my parents go out a lot, and I'm not interested in it, because, you know, if I go on out, I'm taking that money and I'm going to say, this is what I'm willing to lose. You know, most people that go out and they're like, all right, I have this money, I want to win. If I'm going to gamble, I take it as, all right, if I lose $20, that's okay. Anything more than that, you know, great. If I hit one time good, I mean, I'll probably call it a night, you know? I'd rather leave like $50 up, you know, rather than keep hitting good, and then run it all down trying to hit that one last big hand. But I don't know. Not a big gambler, although I think I'd be pretty good at it. I did tell you guys about the time on my birthday when we went out to, and I played blackjack and walked away from that table $100 up, which put me only $20 up for the night. But, you know, I got $100 off that table. But I don't know. I should take advantage of it while I'm still here, you know? Because have I told you guys that by next summer I really want to move out? I want to leave, you know? Because Vegas sucks, man. Vegas is a terrible place to live. And I want to go up to either Seattle or out to California.
and live with my aunt, who I stayed with when I went out on my little mini vacation. Because, I mean, it's 45 minutes from Hollywood. I can go down to Meltdown, like, every day if I wanted to. And I could just transfer jobs, because, you know, the company's got stores out there. I can transfer up to Seattle, too. The company's got stores all over the place, so, you know, that's a really nice thing about working at the company I work for, is that they're everywhere. I mean, they're all different named stores, but it's all the same company, so I can just transfer wherever I want. But, you know, I want to get into a scene, you know? There's nothing out here. Everything's big casino, big attraction stuff. There's no small scenes out here, at least not that I could find. I mean, I don't know the first thing about where to go to find out how to get into these scenes, but, you know, I don't know. And I want to be a musician and stuff, and there's not a lot of opportunities out here. I mean, me and Kyson wrote a song the other day. Like, actually, I wrote the lyrics. The next day, we got on FaceTime and actually figured out the tune and the chord progression and stuff. I have it recorded, but it's just recorded through FaceTime. So it's not very good quality. It's just for us to reference. But he's going to be down this week. Because when I'm recording this, it's Brooks's birthday. So it'll actually, when you're listening to it, it would have been, like, depending on when you listen to it, but it was recently Brooks' birthday, so Kyson's coming down to hang out with Brooks, so we're all going to go out to dinner or something. But I'm hoping maybe we can set some time aside to record the song, and then we can put it on the podcast, you guys can hear it. It's pretty good. I mean, most of the time I write crappy lyrics anyway. Just, like, cliche stuff, but I was surprised that we were actually able, I'm sorry, not weird. I'm surprised I was able to sit Kyson down for an extended period of time and get him to actually focus on something. I almost lost him a couple times, but I was able to steer him straight and just say, dude, just get this thing done, and then you can go and wander off to whatever else your stupid brain's trying to make you do. Because, man, it is hard to get him to focus on things. Man, you know what? So, I don't know. Some of you guys don't know about me. I really like to go to the Ren Fair. Ren Fair's coming up in October. Getting pretty excited. I really want to cosplay. I just don't have any costumes. I want to go as Link one time. I want to go as Link. But, I mean, I have, like, an old crappy Robin Hood costume that I got from, like, one of the costume stores around Halloween. Which, I mean, it's a crappy material and stuff like that, but I could pass it off. I have a Hylian shield. All I need to do is just get a Master Sword, and then I need white tights, man. But I could never find white tights. I tried last year, couldn't find white tights. I also have one of them poofy old pirate type shirts, black shirts, so I could also go with the Dread Pirate Roberts. I just don't have good pants to go with it, or boots. I have pieces, guys. I have pieces of costumes. I just don't have complete costumes. But that I want to cosplay, and if I ever go out to Comic-Con, I want to cosplay out there too. I think that would be so exciting. People have just the coolest costumes, man. I'm subscribed to, you know, cosplay or whatever on the subreddit. Man, people are amazing at making things. It's insane. I've never had anything quite as good as some of the things I've seen, but, you know. That's beside the point. So I really liked the Ren Fair last year. Me and my sister went. We saw these two guys with no shoes on running around skipping. They were skipping because they were dressed as hobbits. It was the funniest. I was hoping I could, like, get a picture of them or just talk to them and they seemed like they were probably cool guys, but they just skipped too fast away, and I never saw them for the rest of the Ren Fair. But it was awesome. It was one of the best things I saw there. But I don't know, I like that. I mean, if I had a time machine, I would totally go back to that time period. I feel like that would be just the coolest. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I guess it wouldn't. I probably wouldn't have been nobleborn, so I wouldn't have learned how... I wouldn't have been a knight, and I wouldn't have learned swordplay, probably. Or, I mean, if I was able to join the military or whatever, it wouldn't be... It's obviously everything that I know about the Dark Ages or the Renaissance. It's all romanticized and stuff like that, but I feel like that's where... That'd be a cool place to go. I want a sword fight. I want to sword fight somebody. But that's too dangerous. Someone could get hurt. But I want to do that. I want to be a knight. I think that'd be cool. Although, again, it's not the same. The knight's armor is too clunky. I mean, you charge in, you get a few good sword hits or whatever, but then it's... Then you just resort to... Once you get close, it's close combat. And then whoever gets pinned is a prisoner of war. You can just take them back and you ransom them off to their noble house. I mean, that's not as fancy as movies make it seem. Now I'm depressed that my dreams will never be true. Well, you know what I like, guys? I like this book series I've been reading. It's called The Ranger's Apprentice. It's really good. I'm only on book 3. But I really like it. I'm pretty sure it's like a young adult novel, so it's probably, you know, not meant for me. But I really enjoy it. I'm not a big reader. It takes me a while to get through books. I never finished... The Hunger Games. I'm halfway through the third book, and then I stopped reading it. I should really get back into that. But it takes me forever. It took me, like, a year to read The Hobbit, because I kept putting it down. It took me, like, 2 years to read The Princess Bride. I mean, I could probably count the number of books that I've read all the way through on my hands. Let's see, I read... The Wizard of Oz, this one book called Ice, Fire Ice or something, Frozen Fire, something like that. It's about some kid who got he's visiting family up in Alaska or something, and he was on a helicopter and it crashed in the snow or something. It was a good book. I don't know. I don't really remember too much about it. I read this Dragon series that was 4 books. Hitchhiker's Guide, Hobbit, Princess Bride. Lord of the Flies. I read that for school. And then book 1 and 2 of Ranger's Apprentice. Oh, and book 1 and 2 of The Hunger Games. Alright, so unless I'm missing some... 14 books. I've read 14 books to completion. There's other books that we had to read a lot of books in high school and stuff, but I never really finished any of them because I would spark note it and stuff like that. Taking notes while you read is just, it takes all the fun out of it, which is why I can never really read a book like and enjoy it for school. But, I mean, and it takes me a while to read books, not because I'm kind of a slow reader, but I can sit down and read a lot. Like, I think I read the second... No, I read... When I was reading The Hunger Games, I got a few chapters in, and then one day, once they finally got to the games, I sat down and read the rest of that book in an afternoon. So, I mean, it's not like it's just... I can only really read when I feel like it. And I don't really feel like reading too often. But when I do, and if it's an interesting book, I can read for a long time. I mean, I started reading the third book of The Ranger's Apprentice like an hour before I went to work the other day, and I got 5 chapters in. You know? But I don't know. I'm not a big reader. I wish I read more because I do love stories and stuff. And I want to try and be a writer. You know, I got a lot of ideas. It's just hard to get them out on paper. Cuz I mean, I am a dungeon master sometimes. So I have story arcs going on in my head, character development, stuff like that. Just can't get it down on paper. Can't focus. Can't focus long enough for that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's what I like. That's one of the things I like, is this book series. And just stories. I like stories. I mean, that's pretty general. Who doesn't like stories? But, like, I like to be able to, like, to try and predict how stories are going to end and stuff like that. Figure out the design of the story, you know? I don't know. I also like Snyder's of Hanover. Did I win? No, I'm pretty sure I told you guys I won the contest with them a while ago. And I've got 3 boxes of pretzels now. I thought I was going to get 1 box of pretzels. Now I got 3 boxes of pretzels. I think I won pretzels like every month for a year or something, because they keep sending me boxes of pretzels. What is up with that? I'm never going to eat all these pretzels. I love pretzels, and I can't eat all these pretzels. Too many pretzels, man. But speaking of pretzels, man, tonight for dinner, I'm gonna go down to Sonic, and I'm going to try that pretzel hot dog thing, man. Pretzel bread is amazing, and that hot dog looks like it is going to be heaven. Have you guys seen the commercials for that thing? I mean, I know some of my listeners would never even think of touching that crap. But, oh man. That looks delicious. I may have to have 2 of them. That looks so good. Mmm. Bacon on there? Bacon, cheese, pretzels, hot dog. I mean, that's America right there. It's America in a handheld edible thing. Man. Hey, you know what something Brooks says? So I text Brooks, "Happy birthday, buddy." He says, "Thanks, dog." But he didn't spell D-A-W-G, which is how you spell that. He said D-O-G-G, like he's Snoop Dogg or something. Snoop Dogg, okay, D-O-double-G is a name, okay? When you're talking to somebody like a friend, you're referencing a friend, it's D-A-W-G, dog. Get it right. Brooks is stupid. But it is his birthday, so, you know, happy birthday him. He's 16 now. So that's cool. Did I tell you guys about his rap group? I think I told you guys about that. They're okay. They're okay. Not a big rap fan. But, I mean, it's whatever. Kyson seemed to enjoy it. I'm all caught up on my podcast now. I knew I was going to Produce, so I wouldn't have as much time to listen, so I was like, I gotta power through these so I'm not 30 behind. Caught up on Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter, caught up on Girls on Girls, caught up on Me and My Depression, caught up on Popular Outcasts, caught up on everything on the network, which if you want to help out the network, you can head on over to any one of the many sites associated with the network, you know, mine perhaps, at whatthehell.popularoutcast.com. If you clear your cookies and then click on the purple Amazon banner,
shop like you normally would, and then when you're checking on out, some of that heads on back to the Popular Outcast Network, which helps out everybody. And there's a lot of us on here, and every single one of us would appreciate it if, you know, you helped out a little bit. It'd be great, and, you know, it's no burden on you. They don't charge you more. All you gotta do is just route differently. So if you want to do that, you know, caught up on Todd Glass Show, Nerdist, the Pete Holmes podcast, which I forgot the name of for 3 seconds. You Made It Weird. Jeez, that was the stupidest thing. I love that podcast. How did I forget the name of it? Dave Ross's podcast, Terrified. That's a good one. You know, you guys got to listen to these Nerdist guys, too. If you listen to our crappy podcast on this network, dude, listen to the Nerdist guys. Forget us. We don't matter. Listen to the Nerdist guys. I'm sure you already do if you're listening to a podcast. I mean, you probably got tied into it somehow. Probably, I mean, that's how I got into podcasts, was the Nerdist podcast. I mean, that's really all I got to say this week, guys. I got some good coffee. I had a good night's sleep. I'm going to go get that hot dog later. Probably going to go have a nice dinner with Tyson and Brooks tomorrow. You know, it's been a good week, guys. And it's even better knowing that I got like 25 people listening to me talk about it. Probably even less now because this episode was shit. Have a good week, guys. I'll definitely get, like, a guest or something for the next one, because these single ones are not as interesting. I'm not as interesting as Jeffrey Kunkel, man. That guy can talk for hours, and I will just be enthralled by them. But I feel like I do not have as much going on in my life. That guy's got, I mean, the cow thing, his daughter, all the crazy shenanigans he gets himself into. If I was that interesting, that would be amazing. Man, I'm jealous of that guy. Really am. I wish I was closer to him, both emotionally and geographically, so that I could hang out with him, because I really like him. He seems like a really cool guy, and I'd love to play Dungeons and Dragons with him, or poker, or nerd poker, which is Dungeons and Dragons with Brian Posehn and Friends, which is another great podcast that everybody should listen to. And now the whole end of this podcast has just turned into an advertisement for everything that I'd like. Have a good week, guys. I'm done talking to you. I'm done with this shit. Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end. Joey Green's dick!